It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening today. And a big, big thanks go to Nancy and Christina and Paul Stitt for the information about the benefits of vitamin D on the last show. So if you missed last week's show about vitamin D, you know, you can go to our website, weightandwellness.com, and that's all spelled out, the and is spelled out, and click on radio show, and you can listen to any past show. And if you're looking for Paul Stitt's book, that Fountain of Youth, Vitamin D, the Fountain of Youth, we actually have it in our offices now, and it's an inexpensive book. It's only like $9.95. So if people are looking for that book, it's a great book. So let's welcome Wendy Cates Dancer as our co-host today. You know, Wendy is a registered nurse, a nutrition counselor, a nutrition educator, and she sees clients both at our St. Paul office and our White Bear office. And we'd have Wendy seeing clients all the time if she had let us.
Absolutely. Well, Dar, I just want to say that we have had so much conversation this week about our show last week.
Yes.
Everybody wants to know about
it.
We weren't even there. We missed it. I had to listen to it myself because it was so exciting and really got people interested in nutrition and vitamin D and that missing piece for a lot of people. But we have another great topic today, how nutrition and exercise can reduce your risk of getting cancer and help you if you already have cancer for cancer survival. So we're really, really excited. And how exercise can reduce your risk of getting cancer and help you survive if you already have cancer. So
it's like a very important topic.
It's an extremely important topic. Because cancer, as you know, Dar, has even increased, gone past heart disease as the number one cause of death.
Yes. So, you know, but before we start on this, Wendy.
Yes.
I wanted to kind of share some information today about and thoughts about what is therapeutic nutrition, because we talk about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
How is it different from what people may think it is, or what they've experienced in other nutrition programs?
Well, nutrition programs or weight loss programs.
Yes.
You know, we'll just add that to the mix. But you always say it's not about counting calories or being handled the food pyramid. And the other thing that I love that we say over and over again is, you know, it's not your fault.
Exactly. Yes.
It's not about self-esteem. It's not about willpower. It's not about determination. It's about biochemistry.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that I realized several years ago when my mother was in the hospital, now this is quite a few years ago, and this was her first time that she was diagnosed as a diabetic. And so the dietitian, she didn't even come into the room, actually.
She just kind of
handed this piece of paper
ran by.
To my, yeah, it was just a one-page piece of information about a diabetic diet. And, you know, the dietitian, she really didn't even have enough time to go over it. So she didn't tell my mother what foods to pick, you know. And she was too busy. She just had too many people to see. So my mother felt confused. She had no understanding of the foods she should eat and the ones she shouldn't eat. I mean, she didn't have any clue, so.
Exactly. And, Dar, being a nurse for almost 30 years, you know, I've seen that over and over and over again. You know, unfortunately, people just don't have time working in a hospital setting.
They don't.
That's actually a typical nutrition session.
And it's kind of sad, isn't it?
It's extremely sad. It's extremely sad. But that's not what we do at our office. That's not what we do. What we do is very different. First of all, we send out a very extensive history and lots of forms for them to fill out and return.
And people are shocked when they have
They really this. Are. By the time they get to our office, they go, I didn't really know myself this well. You know, this is really, wow. I mean, light bulbs have gone off even before they get to see us.
Yes.
And we ask them to bring along medications, test results, supplements. The initial appointment is 2 hours long. not 3 to 5 minutes.
Yes. And together, this is the neat thing, isn't
together,
it? Yes. Together, we set health goals. We want to know what that person wants to accomplish. It
exactly.
may not be what we think
it
they
may
should.
Not be what we think they need to do, but it's like what they want to do, and that's what's important. So, and we believe as adults, to change lifestyle behaviors, we need to understand the reason for things. So we educate people with lots of fun and interesting information.
We do a lot of educating.
And we have a lot of fun.
We do. And we listen to you. I mean, we write individual plans based on your unique needs. You know, we provide the tools. Yeah, we provide recipes. They're great recipes, by the way. But we talk about how to do it in a busy lifestyle. You know, how to avoid trans fats, how to not eat sugar, how to eat a lot of vegetables. It's the how-tos, and it's fun.
Right. And the amazing part is, you know, we don't call it a diet. It's a plan. It's easy to follow, and it produces results. It works because people eat real food several times a day.
And people honestly get great results. People's blood sugars normalize. You know, it even worked for my mother. You know, after I taught her the best foods to avoid and the foods that she could enjoy, you know, simple things, simple information. Like, I had her eating nuts and not chips.
Right.
And, you know, pretty soon she was off insulin.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it was.
That is amazing. And that's not what you hear from the, again, from the hospital. Once you're on insulin, you're always on insulin. I love to see that, Dar, and I love to tell people the story about your mother. But also, I do this work because I love to see people's aches and pains disappear, their cholesterol levels come down, their energy increase. And when we're looking at our topic today, to increase their immune system and decrease the risk for cancer and lengthen their rate of cancer survival.
Yeah.
It's very important.
So today, as if you're listening, if you're concerned about cancer prevention, and I would think everybody is today, or survival, you know, a 2-hour nutrition consultation is a great use of your time, energy, and even money.
There you go. I like that. Nutrition for cancer survival and prevention. What a topic. We could talk for days and days.
We could.
Where do we start, Dar?
Well, I think we have to go back and start on trans fats. And, you know, a great study that came out in January 17th, 2008 by the Harvard School of Public Health found an increased intake of trans fatty acids, you know, those trans fats, may increase the risk of non-aggressive prostate tumors by about 100%.
100%?
Yes.
Wow.
So this study followed 15,000 men for
that's a lot of men
for 13 years.
That sounds like fun.
I knew you were going to say that. You know, and when they followed these 15,000 men, they found prostate cancer risk increased with higher intakes of trans fats. So the men that stop at the SA and pick
with
up
the donuts, the Krispy Kremes,
and the chips for lunch, that's their increase of prostate cancer.
Yeah. And we know that trans fats slow metabolism, increase bad LDL cholesterol, and now we are finding more and more links to prostate cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer, with consumption of these trans fats.
Yep. And, you know, if you want to look and find more information about this, is Harvard School of Public Health, under the direction of Walter Willett. You know, I've seen him speak many times. He seems to be leading the charge against trans fats. And I so admire him because he's
yes,
doing that.
Yes, I do too.
So.
Yes. We love Walter Willett.
We do.
Just to remind you, trans fats are found in margarine, vegetable shortenings, muffins, cookies, non-dairy creamers like Coffee Mate, many crackers, many brand names of the peanut butter. So you want to look, we always encourage people to read labels, look for partially hydrogenated or hydrogenated in the ingredient list, even if the product claims to have no trans fats.
So I think everybody kind of knows that trans fats are in fast foods. They're in candy bars, and they're in chips, they're in French fries, and even in a lot of protein bars, these junky protein bars. Look at the label. If they say, you know, you think you're doing something healthy.
Yes.
You're eating these protein bars.
Yep.
And then suddenly
not so much.
You look at the label and they've got partially hydrogenated fat in them and they've got corn syrup sweetener.
High fructose corn syrup, right.
Yeah. So
the Harvard study is not the only study. A study from the University of California, San Francisco in January of 2007 researched 1,012 men and found strong positive associates between trans fatty acid intake and prostate cancer also.
So, you know, we at Nutritional Weight and Wellness can encourage people to understand the risk, the increased cancer risk you will have when eating foods with trans fats. You know, I put it in my mind and I say, let's put a big X on trans fats. Let's ban trans fats. You know, it's okay to eat butter and it's okay to eat olive oil and nuts and olives.
But, and cream.
And cream, and but avoid those trans fats.
I guess that means more home cooking.
I think it does. So, you know what? I'm getting the signal that we really have to kind of take a quick break here.
We have more research coming up, but this time it is from our special guest, Wendy Ron, founder of a nonprofit organization called Survivors Training.
So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. Cancer is not a single disease, but it's a generic name for more than 200 different diseases, all having in common the uncontrollable reproduction of abnormal cells. Scientists believe if everyone ate a healthy diet, meaning no trans fats, 11 to 15 servings of fruits and vegetables, and yes, I did say 11
to 15.
That was
11.
There was, and are physically active 30 minutes a day, that would decrease the number of cancer cases by at least a third. So if you have questions, we got two Wendy's on the show today. So if you have questions for us, 651-641-1071.
Dishing Up Nutrition has listeners in San Francisco, Miami, International Falls, and Billings, Montana. Whether you live in the Twin Cities or across the country, nutritional guidance is as close as your phone. Nutritional Weight and Wellness offers phone consultations for people at a distance or too busy for office appointments. Would you like to increase your energy, lower cholesterol, or resolve digestive problems? Here's how phone consultations work. First, complete a health history. Next, discuss your health goals with a nutritionist. Then she creates an eating plan for your biochemistry and lifestyle. You make the time, and Nutritional Weight and Wellness provides the plan and support. Make the call from the privacy of your home or office and get nutrition expertise from the people you trust. For information, call Nutritional Weight and Wellness at 651-699-3438. Outside the Twin Cities, call 888-805-8954 toll free or go to weightandwellness.com.
You could just sit and listen to the music.
Yep,
welcome
we
back to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse, and I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist with over 30 years of experience helping people feel better through nutrition. And we have our special guest today, Wendy Ron, founder of Survivors Training, a nonprofit organization designed to help prevent the reoccurrence of cancer.
You know, Wendy Ron's mission is to make regular exercise a part of the national conversation about health care reform because she understands that exercise is an important part of your cancer prevention and survival plan. So, welcome, Wendy, and I bet you could take this on a lot, couldn't you? Well, we won't get into the politics of all this, but so
yes, that's the other hat I wear as a political scientist at the University of Minnesota. So I'm starting to discover how my twin interests are very intertwined.
That's good. So, Wendy, how did you really become interested in cancer prevention and survival?
Well, like a lot of people, it's through my own personal experience. Shortly after celebrating my 45th birthday, I found out that I had breast cancer. And like anyone who gets a cancer diagnosis, it's completely shocking. And I thought cancer was for old people. And
I know. I mean, I was looking at you and thinking,
and
well,
45 is not old.
No, and you're way too young. And you look a lot younger than that.
Well, and I, of course, thought that I, though not living a perfect lifestyle, I thought my lifestyle was not all that unhealthy, mainly because I wasn't overweight. And so I thought as long as, you know, the number on the scale wasn't too out of whack, you know, I was fine. But of course, I was living an unhealthy life. I would often grab a Diet Coke, for example, instead of having lunch. Yeah. Because I was a busy, you know, working mom, you know, trying to balance all those things. And so,
Wendy, and, you know, you say a lot of people, I think there's a lot of women that are doing the same thing. They're grabbing that Diet Coke and thinking, this is okay, but is it okay?
It's not okay. And, in fact, I had to give up my Diet Coke addiction, which was up to at least 2 bottles, 20-ounce bottles a day, because a study last summer and then just a recent study that was released last week shows that diet soda, in fact, contributes to metabolic syndrome. And we know that metabolic syndrome is related to all kinds of lifestyle diseases, cancer, diabetes, and Alzheimer's. And so, you know, I had buried Diet Coke on my blog. I said goodbye to Diet Coke. And but as a result of my cancer diagnosis, of course, I just got very interested in learning, well, how could this have happened to me and what's going on? And is there anything that I can do in addition to what they're offering me as courses of treatment at the hospital to ensure that, you know, the cancer wouldn't come back and that I would live a long, healthy life for, you know, my young son, who is now just 9 years old.
And we just met him a couple of Sundays ago, and he's really cute.
Yeah, he was at the partner yoga class that Dar and Wendy took. So, yeah. And so one of the things that I found out doing research on my illness was some very exciting research about the role of regular physical activity, both in preventing some kinds of cancers, but even more exciting for me because I have cancer, is in breast and colon cancer and quite possibly prostate cancer, physical activity after a cancer diagnosis cuts your risk of a cancer recurrence by as much as 50%.
Oh, wow.
And can extend survival times by also by up to 50%, depending on the nature of the cancer and the type of and frequency with which you exercise. This is just stunning, stunning research. It's very recent, and it's very empowering and hopeful, and I decided that the word had to get out there, that we needed to spread that word.
Well, you know, it brought this home to me. One day I was driving to work, and I was listening, of course I was listening to Kevin Berger's show, and she was talking about making a commitment herself. She had made a commitment that she was going to get at least a half an hour daily of exercise. And then I had learned that you had been on her show just kind of previously, maybe a few weeks ago, and had been talking about the same thing, I think. Is that right, Wendy?
That's right. We both had read the same study. It came out in the Journal of the American Medical Association. 3 to 5 hours of moderate intensity exercise a week, if you have breast cancer, can reduce your risks of dying by up to 50%. It's just amazingly powerful. And it's not easy. It requires, you know, a daily commitment, a habit, but it's absolutely essential. It's as essential as chemotherapy, as your surgery, as the other things that you are doing to try to kill your cancer. And it really needs to be part of what oncologists and other members of your treatment team are telling cancer patients when they're initially diagnosed.
So, Wendy, before you started to delve into this research, had you been a big exerciser yourself?
You know, I had been an intermittent exerciser throughout my life, but when my son, my lovely son Aaron, was born 8 years ago, it just didn't fit into the work. You know, I had work, family, exercise. Well, what got dropped off whenever time got compressed? It was the exercise.
And I think that happens for a lot of us.
Yeah.
The exercise goes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of what being a woman is all about.
Right. We treat exercise as a luxury. Like,
right.
Okay, if we take a half hour to exercise, it's like going for a half hour massage. But you really have to reframe. You have to give yourself permission. It's not frivolous. It's not a luxury. It's medicinal. It's like going to your medicine.
Essential. I like that word that you used, Wendy. It's that this is an essential part of your treatment plan.
Exactly. And we would like to see more cancer patients getting that kind of guidance and support from their treatment team about how they can exercise and how much is good for them and where they can find places to exercise that where the professionals, the exercise professionals, know about the diagnosis and know how important it is to motivate people to maintain a good, healthy exercise habit.
So have you been received with open arms? Because this is a nonprofit organization, isn't it?
It is, yes.
And what's the name of it again?
It's called Survivors Training, and our chief program is a nonprofit fitness studio that we opened recently. We opened in January. We've been open for 5 weeks now.
And where are you located?
Well, as it turns out, a lovely serendipity coincidence. I am located about 20 steps away from the other Wendy in White Bear Lake. And so I think of us as Wendy squared, Wendy times two, a double whammy. It's a small fitness studio, just about 1,500 square feet, but we offer a full complement of interesting, fun classes as well as strength training. And our staff, the trainers that work there, have received special certifications in working with cancer survivors. And so women who come to exercise there can feel safe, they can feel comfortable, and they know that the people there are knowledgeable and want to support them on a healthy cancer journey.
And that's wonderful. And I think just knowing that, I mean, because it's pretty scary having that diagnosis or living with being a cancer survivor, and to know that you have the ability to do 50%, to decrease your rate of recurrence by 50% by doing one simple thing.
Yeah, it's fair. I mean, it's simple. It doesn't make your hair fall out. You don't need to go to the hospital to get it. You don't have to worry about
it. Doesn't make you sick.
It gives you energy, improves your sex life, makes you feel younger. I mean,
woohoo!
I mean, those
let's
are
sign up
you
for
know,
that.
So many cancer treatments have
negative
side effects, but these are side effects that are so easy to live with. There just is not a single reason not to do it.
So it's like combining nutrition and exercise is the key, isn't it?
A healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
A healthy lifestyle. And many people after a cancer diagnosis are motivated to try to attain a healthy lifestyle. And the two key components are adequate nutrition, well-balanced nutrition, and every day commitment to getting some kind of physical activity.
So we're going to continue our discussion, but you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a nutrition organization offering life-changing nutrition education throughout Minneapolis and St. Paul and all the surrounding communities. You know, this is an interesting fact. In China and Italy, in cultures where garlic is consumed, cancer rates are lower. Many laboratory experiments have shown garlic is a powerful inhibitor of cancer. So add a lot of garlic to your chili, and then you have two powerful inhibitors. You have lycopene in the tomatoes, and you have garlic. And, of course, use olive oil and not refined oils when making your chili. Questions today? 651-641-1071.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, a registered nurse, and I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist. And our special guest is Wendy Ron, founder of Survivors Training, and we are discussing cancer survival and cancer prevention. Real prevention, not just early detection.
So, Wendy, a couple of questions for you. You know, you've got this nice program going, this exercise facility. Are you getting a lot of referrals from the medical community? I mean, what's going on? Are they realizing that this is really an important thing to happen?
Well, you know, when I initially started speaking, doing some public speaking on this, it was what I found was that, in fact, women or men diagnosed with cancer were not getting information about the role of exercise. And so I started to make a little bit more noise about that. And I think the tide is starting to turn that oncologists, because the research findings just keep accumulating, you know, you can no longer ignore the evidence. I mean, one study maybe, you know, is like might be a fluke, but as the studies continue to pile up, oncologists and the other people who work with cancer patients realize that they need to, it's their responsibility really to inform their patients about this. And so I've been invited to speak to a lot of cancer support groups around the Twin Cities here to spread the news. And that's often how women will find the studios. They hear me talking about the research and the kinds of classes and support that they can get up at the studio. And, you know, every new oncologist that spreads the word is, you know, some more patients with the seeds to go out there, because, you know, cancer patients talk to one another while they're waiting in the chemo room. And so
they have a lot of time, don't they?
They do.
2 or 3 hours.
And so the more seeds that are planted, the more I think there's going to be a real breakthrough in terms of conceptualizing regular exercise as part of the therapeutic process.
But it'd be so nice. You know, I know, Wendy, you and I were talking yesterday, and you said that you'd also read a study that people are much more compliant if their doctor writes them a prescription.
Oh,
so it's like
people
look to their doctors for what they should do.
Right.
And this is a huge piece that's often missing, so that the more we can communicate with them and get them
to understand. Well, the study was very simple in design, which, you know, compared people who got an oncologist prescription with people who just simply got the information but without the oncologist imprimatur. And, of course, compliance rates were much higher when it was underscored, the importance of it was underscored by their treating oncologist. And one of the big national movements that we're really supportive of is something called Exercise is Medicine. And it's a joint effort by the American College of Sports Medicine and the American Heart Association. And it really is addressed to physicians to start treating exercise
as medicine,
as a prescription.
Well, you know, as soon as they do that, then we'll have them start doing nutrition as medicine. How about that?
I think that's a good idea. But I think one of the things that I think the medical profession often, they do not believe that people will take this seriously. And they will actually start exercising or even eating healthy. But I think, again, I think we have to provide the service and we have to provide the support to people to do that, because there's so much misinformation out.
Yes, there is.
I mean, there's some places that are even recommending people using margarine. I mean, there's so much misinformation, especially about nutrition, and there might even be misinformation about exercise. And that's why I think we should join forces.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Well, exactly. In our, anyway, I interrupted you. Go ahead, Wendy.
I was just going to say, one of the things that I've encountered is that people are often in their own little silos, and they have blinders on with what's going on in related. I mean, it wasn't hard for me to see that Alzheimer's, diabetes, and cancer were all related. But people who treat in those disciplines often don't see those interconnections.
Yes.
It's gotten so compartmentalized. You know, we have our neurologist and we have our oncologist and we have our cardiologist.
But underneath all that is, again, nutrition, the right nutrition, and exercise.
Regular physical activity.
Yes.
And Wendy, you, I know you told us when we were talking to you before, too, that you have a lot of access to the study, you know, as a professor.
Right.
You have access to these studies, and obviously you love reading them, don't you, and delving into this. And you have all this information because you're a professor that most people don't have. So
research is part of my personality. I've been in a research position for almost 20 years, and so when I got my cancer diagnosis, the first thing I did was stick my nose in journals, and that's where I was reading about this research. And I was talking to a colleague about it, and he said, well, you know, there's often a 7-year time lag between a new medical discovery and clinical practice. And I said,
seven years,
we do not have that long. I was just not going to wait for that to happen. And I felt a moral obligation, really, to take the knowledge that I had learned and take it out there, because somebody has to.
Exactly.
Somebody has to assume responsibility. And I decided it had to be me.
And I think it's the same thing on trans fats and corn syrup sweeteners and all these nutritional aspects that we know increases the rate of cancer or diabetes or Alzheimer's or any of these things. And, you know, and I guess that's what this radio show is all about, is getting that information out there. But before we continue on that, you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by My Nutritional Weight and Wellness. There are over 200 papers published about the benefits of vitamin D for cancer prevention. Think about that one. When cells don't get enough vitamin D, which could be occurring right now in Minnesota because of the lack of sunshine, the cells kind of go wild, attacking each other, growing uncontrollably, forming tumors, destroying their host. The battle of the cells, we call it. So don't let cancer win. The questions for you, anybody has questions today, call us at 651-641-1071.
Anna recently took the six-week weight and wellness class from Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Anna, how are these classes unique?
First of all, the weight and wellness approach is based on real food, not on counting calories or on gimmicks like energy bars or weight loss drinks. Instead, the classes gave me the knowledge to make real food choices.
How has the weight and wellness class made a difference in your life?
In this short time, I've seen huge improvements. My energy's increased. My night sweats and hot flashes disappeared. And even though I was eating more food than ever, especially fat, I lost 5 pounds in 4 weeks.
Wow. It sounds like the Weight and Wellness series has really improved your life.
Definitely. Nutritional Weight and Wellness has helped me take charge of my health. What could be better than that?
Classes start soon. Call Nutritional Weight and Wellness at 651-699-3438 or go to weightandwellness.com.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. It often surprises clients to learn 10% of their health issues are genetically based, but 90% is what they eat.
Say that again, Wendy.
It often surprises clients to learn that 10% of their health issues, even less, I think, really, when we look at the research, is genetically based, but 90% is what they eat, what they put in their mouth and their lifestyle, 90%. The American Cancer Society Advisory Committee found evidence that suggests 1/3 of the cancer deaths in the United States are due to dietary factors.
Well, amazing.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Recent research that recommends eating 5 to 7 servings of fruits and vegetables is not nearly enough.
5 to 7 is nothing.
No.
You know, this 5-a-day campaign is just nothing.
It's a start. That's about it, right?
Yes.
Today, we need 12 to 15 servings of fruits and vegetables a day.
So that means that people have to start eating vegetables for breakfast?
Vegetables for breakfast.
I had the greatest asparagus for breakfast this morning. Asparagus and eggs. It was just wonderful. So, you know.
It is wonderful. One of my favorite things is to chop up some chard or kale and saute that in a little olive oil, and then push that over to the side of the pan and put my eggs in there, and it's just wonderful. And often I'll have a sweet potato with that.
And, you know,
it's
we've
great.
Been working on a recipe to make a lamb stew with kale and garbanzo beans and tomato. I mean, just think of all
the... Oh, it sounds yummy.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful. So all these anti-cancer types of nutritional foods that are going into these recipes.
So why don't we have advertising dollars being spent on ads to consume more broccoli or more asparagus or more kale or more sweet potatoes? Is that just too simple?
Maybe it is. There probably just isn't enough money in all these things.
So we actually have a caller.
Well, we know that some of our callers have been on and then something's happened and they haven't been able to talk to us. So, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Hi, Kate.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I wondered what you think about Gerson therapy. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Oh, I'm certainly familiar with that.
Yeah.
It's been around for over 50, probably 60 or 70 years, and I know that it's a real advanced nutrition type of therapy, and it's you have to go live at the clinic for, you know, a month or 6 weeks, and it's
where is the clinic?
Well, there was one in California and one in Mexico, and I think that they're still there.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, that they're still working and doing, and you know, there's books and papers out about the Gerson Clinic.
Do you have any thoughts about it for yourself?
I probably would consider it if I had cancer myself. I mean, I think you have to take that really hardcore look at putting in a lot of nutrition, and I'm not sure when you're really sick if you can do it all on your own. And so I think you do need a support of a facility like that. For some people, other people, no. I mean, you know, it just depends on the level and the degree of what's going on. So they do a lot of other things besides nutrition. You know, they do a lot of, I'm sure they do exercise.
Exercise,
you know,
I'm sure.
If the patient is up to it, and they also do a lot of meditation and relaxation.
Massage.
And, yeah, a lot of other treatments, as far as I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
All right. Well, at least we got one caller in today. So.
Yeah, so I would just like to encourage, because we've lost a lot of callers all at once. We're not sure what's going on. But if you have questions for us, you know, try to call us here at 651-641-1071. Or if you're one of those people that got dropped, please give us a call at 651-699-3438, and we would be happy to answer your questions.
You know, I think because this is, you know, it's such a lifestyle type of problem that people are experiencing that, you know, I think that one of the things, and we kind of talked about this a little bit before, is that it would be really nice if we could figure out a way to offer really sound nutrition and planning and eating ideas to people, plus tie in to the exercise. And we could do it right at our White Bear office and be right in one building, couldn't we?
Well, we could, because Cancer Survivors is right down the hall from us, and we could just really join forces and really give people everything they need.
Well, definitely the nutritional end and the physical activity end are complementary, and I think a lot of cancer becomes, for many people, a teachable moment when they're open to learning information and they're motivated to change their lifestyle, but they often don't have the support around them to do that. And that's, I think, one of the things that these smaller settings like the Survivor Studio or Nutritional Weight and Wellness provide, is the one-on-one attention, the support, the compassion, and the desire to help people achieve their goals. Because people to us are not just patients, they're human beings. And, you know, we at the Survivor Studio certainly do a whole person perspective. When you're in the hospital, it's very procedure-centered. So you see your surgeon, you see your oncologist, and you might see another surgeon. But nobody is treating the whole patient. There isn't a quarterback that's sort of got the whole team strategy in mind. And that's really what we need to transform cancer care, I think, is to really focus on the whole patient.
And I think one of the things that when we put together information to present to people, we spend a lot of time putting it together.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If people are really interested in us joining together and having, you know, classes and information for cancer prevention, more in a class, or cancer survival nutritional information. Wendy, if they email you at wendy@weightandwellness.com.
I think that would be a great idea. And, you know, tell us what you think of the show. Tell us what you think of the idea. We think it's a great idea. But just email me at wendy@weightandwellness.com and tell us what you think before, you know, we go ahead and put a lot of work into it. Tell us what you need,
yes.
You know, nutrition support for exercise. If you're out there right now and you have cancer and you're scared, you know, just email us and tell us that. And, you know, like, what is it that you need? What support do you need? Because, Wendy, I think, you know, you said it very well, too. It's like, this is the whole person for us. This is our passion. And they become our passion, don't they?
That's for sure.
So, we're going to take a little break, ladies. You are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. You know, because of the increased rate of cancer, diabetes, arthritis, obesity, and other chronic health problems, I encourage each of you to take our series of nutrition classes called Weight and Wellness. These are truly life-changing nutrition education classes. I guarantee you that you'll feel better when you apply the knowledge to your eating
habits.
That's
a guarantee, folks.
Yep. So check our website. It's weightandwellness.com, and you can look on the calendar and see where we're teaching them. Or if you want, you can call Lucy. She's at the office today. It's 651-699-3438. And we have classes starting in March, and we have classes in Chanhassen, Maple Grove, Wayzata, White Bear Lake, and St. Paul. And we'll be back in a minute.
Have you ever considered trying nutritional therapy for the chronic condition that prevents you from feeling your best? Sadly, many who suffer from indigestion, pain, inflammation, fatigue, slow metabolism, and depression do not realize how much relief nutritional therapy can offer. You may be surprised to learn how much better you can feel just by changing the way you eat. Don't settle for feeling marginal. If you are ready to learn how nutrition can make a difference in your health and well-being, contact Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Their nutritionists and educators understand the biochemistry of food in the body. Fake foods, low calorie and low fat diets, slow metabolism, and can cause long term health problems. That is why NWW recommends eating a balance of whole natural foods for health and well being. To schedule a consultation or register for a class, contact Nutritional Weight and Wellness at 651-699-3438 or visit weightandwellness.com. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake. You will receive sound nutritional advice from a caring, committed staff.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. As we said at the beginning of the show, there are many, many, many research studies pointing to the benefits of good nutrition and exercise to prevent cancer and support cancer survivors to prevent reoccurrence. We want to thank Wendy Ron, founder of Survivors Training, for being our guest.
My pleasure.
And we are actually going to take a caller, and we suddenly have lots of callers. So welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Sharon, do you have a question for us?
Yes, I was wondering about childhood cancer, if there's any other things you would recommend for a child that is going through cancer treatment and is really resisting vegetables.
Well, number one, I think you really have to get away from the sugars. I mean, you have to get away from the processed cereals and the sugars, because we know that that increases or decreases the immune system and increases the cancer. So, you know, somehow, and you need, you know, so maybe you have to hide the vegetables some way.
Yeah, we tried that. Also, he's a reader, though. I mean, he's 13.
Oh, okay.
So I was wondering how I could get copies of some of the studies, because he will read them.
Wendy, do you know? I mean, when I'm looking up studies on trans fats and sugars, there's just tons of research out there to go on the internet and find it.
Google Scholar, and we
have at the U of M, we have a great pediatric cancer group at the U of M, and I think if you just called the U of M, you could probably get in touch with some of the researchers directly who are involved in these studies.
Okay.
I mean, I think, you know, you have to look at some of the very basic things. You have to look at sugar and trans fats.
Exactly.
And then you have to supply, you know, like grass-fed meat. I mean, something that's really healthy, and get good fats in, like olive oil and, you know, butter and all those things, so that, you know, but you might need help doing this, and especially you might need help with a 13-year-old.
Right. As much as I can show him what other people have said besides what.
Right. What his mom says. Oh, yeah, I have that problem with my 9-year-old. So,
you might need to make an appointment with a nutritionist, and you get out of the picture, and then the nutritionist really directs the plan, and that makes so much sense because it's so critical for him.
Does he like soup?
He does.
Because you can make a really rich, creamy broccoli soup with, you know, lots of butter and cream in it to make it really rich tasting, and puree the broccoli, and perhaps that might be appealing.
Yes, I have pureed a few things.
Yeah.
Without him knowing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think sometimes it's just when you have a child that is sick, you need ideas that normally you would even think of yourself, but right now you can't.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's kind of what we do. So thanks for the call today.
Wendy, can you give out your phone number really quickly for people?
Yep. We're at 651-748-4760, and we're 20 paces from Nutritional Weight and Wellness in White Bear Lake.
Do you have a website?
We do, www.survivorstraining.org, and I am Wendy at survivorstraining.org.
And I am Wendy at Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
And I am Dar at Nutritional Weight and Wellness. And is food your problem?
Or is it the solution?
Have a great week. Thank you for listening.